shoes up and asked why they shows up. It's our time to cut the cops, to deny education that's colonized. To cut the cops, to deny education that's colonized. Time is now. We rose up and asked why they shows up. It's our time to cut the cops, to deny education that's colonized. To cut the cops, to deny education that's colonized. We got budget education, meaning shit for blacks, versus the Mosey schools which gave purpose. It's a hamster wheel we run until we're breathless. We only graduate to become the servants. That's why machine is paparazzi and ask why should black child learning Afrikaans after singing Kosi Sikelela. They shot at us with bullets. The young kids were baptized. Many never made it home, they just disappeared. No one knows where Mbuyi Samakuo is. He wasn't scared, they feared his courage. Unfortunately, he can't rise like a phoenix. The only white thing in the township of policemen to inflict fear and constant beating. That's the reason the kids didn't know we aren't equal. That's evil. We rose up and asked why they shows up. It's our time to cut the cops, to deny education that's colonized.
The time is now.
To cut the cops, to deny education that's colonized. We rose up and asked why the show's up. It's our time. Why would you take lives of the innocent, peacefully striking for the betterment? He was only 13 years, Hector Peterson. We lived in a country, but we were in citizens. Chance of being a physicist, very low. Schools were just to get us in a row, under control. Scared to go toe to toe and Lil Doe. The photos taken by Sam Zema put him in a call. Resign from media, oh, you know. Choose to live or die with pride and own. We've mourned a lot, I care no more. John Foster telling the world there's no crisis. The government self was ISIS. It's just a death climate minus the melanin. Doesn't matter who's lifeless, our lives still mean less, but God still bless. We rose up and asked why they shows up. It's our time to cut the cuffs, to deny education that's colonized.
Time is now.
To cut the cuffs, to deny education that's colonized. We rose up and asked why they shows up. It's our time.
The black student in South Africa is being fed the type of education that will domesticate him to become a better tool for the white man when he joins the working community. School libraries, school books, they've got nothing to do with civics or anything that is affiliated in any manner to politics. What happens is we are fed a lot of fiction stories. I could quote so many authors in fictitious writers that you would be surprised where I get them. Even our libraries are ill-equipped. You don't get much works on, say, democracy, communism, fascism, capitalism, and all that. We only know these things as concepts and something not within our world.
It's more than likely, Tsetse, that you're being described up and down the country at the moment as a communist.
There is no truth in that as far as I'm concerned. It is just that in South Africa, if you're not doing what the government expects you to do, then you are a communist, of course.
As we interviewed Tsetse Mashinini, the news came in of how successful the student's plan had been.
It makes me very happy, very happy.
What is it actually achieving now?
The idea is, we blacks in South Africa do not have arms, and the only thing we can hit at the system with is just to cripple the economy of the country and make our faint cries reach the ears of the authorities. Because apparently if we demonstrate, they just shoot at us. And if they don't shoot, they detain a whole lot of students. Now we are trying to be as peaceful as possible. Detain the parents at home, and the parents are with us and they're prepared to stay at home as long as the students want them to stay at home. Now, with this, we believe the authorities will feel the pinch and some way or the other they'll have to succumb to our demands.